Ready? Ready? Ready. Okay, here's number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. It shows that voters, for the most part, are not yet familiar with the candidates. An organization funded by fossil fuel billionaires David and Charles Koch is attacking Senator Tammy Baldwin in two new advertisements. The governor candidate forum this evening has been moved to UWM. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. in the Wisconsin room at the UWM Union, and the public is invited. And the Bucks lost to the Pacers last night, 92-89. Their next game is tomorrow night when the team with the best record in the NBA, the Houston Rockets, comes to town. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels. Was that long or was that okay? Okay. Ready? Here's number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. It shows Tony Evers leading the race among Democratic candidates for governor, with Paul Soglin and Matt Flynn in the second and third positions. The governor candidate forum this evening has been moved to UWM. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. in the Wisconsin room at the UWM Union, and the public is invited. Harley-Davidson says if the European Union responds to U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum with tariffs on Harley motorcycles, it could have a significant impact on sales and customers. And the Bucks lost to the Pacers last night, 92-89. They are now only four games over 500. Their next game is tomorrow night against the Rockets. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, here's number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. Start over. Here we go. This is number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. It showed Scott Walker's favorable and unfavorable numbers, even at 47%. Several students from Milwaukee's Riverside, South Division, and Reagan High Schools left classes yesterday to participate in a rally near Paul Ryan's office in Racine to encourage the House Speaker to bring a... Let's start this one over again. Sorry, dude. Number three. You got to go to the third one to get number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. It showed Scott Walker's favorable and unfavorable numbers, even at 47%. Several students from Milwaukee's Riverside, South Division, and Reagan High Schools left classes yesterday to participate in a rally near Paul Ryan's office in Racine to encourage the House Speaker to bring a Clean Dream Act bill to the House floor for a vote. The governor candidate forum this evening has been moved to UWM. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. in the Wisconsin room at the UWM Union, and the public is invited. And the Bucks lost to the Pacers last night, 92-89. They are now tied with the Heat for the seventh position in the Eastern Conference. Now, I forgot to say the outro. Are you sure? All right, sorry, dude. I'll remember it this time. This is the last one. This is number four. Here we go. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new Marquette Law School poll was released yesterday. It showed that 49% of Wisconsin voters think the Foxconn deal was not worth the cost to taxpayers, while only 38% thought it was. Both of Paul Ryan's Democratic challengers, Randy Bryce and Kathy Myers, were arrested during a demonstration near Paul Ryan's office in Racine yesterday. The governor candidate forum this evening has been moved to UWM. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. in the Wisconsin room at the UWM Union, and the public is invited. And Waukesha city officials have announced a plan to build a baseball stadium at Mindiola Park, which would be the home of a Northwoods League baseball team. The plan is very similar to the one abandoned last month for Frame Park. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels.